Devotionals Just in Time, Genesis 45, verses 1 through 5, Remembering Without Pain. Joseph could no longer contain himself. There were many people in the room, and he asked his assistants, "Everybody, get out of here." So he was along with his brothers, at the time of telling them who he was. Then he lost control and started crying so hard that the Egyptians could hear them, and the news soon reached the palace of Pharaoh. "I am Joseph," he said to his brothers. "Does my father still alive?" But his brothers were speechless. They were astonished when they realized that they had Joseph in front of them. "Please come closer," he asked them. Then they did, and he told them again, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold as a slave to Egypt. But don't worry or get angry with yourselves for having sold me. It was God who sent me to this place before you, so that now I can preserve your life. It is important to learn that nothing works in this life just because. Some things that we may be living today may be the result of decisions we made in the past. Let's say that we are the ones who put ourselves into whatever we are living today. But what about when it is not the product of our decision? Then we must understand that it is part of life. In life, there are situations that we would like to avoid, but we have to face them. Situations that we would like not to remember, but we have to remember. We cannot choose, but we want to live, but we can choose how to live them. This is why this story about this boy named Joseph touches me a lot. And every time I read it, God teaches me new things. And one of them that I turn to in this devotional is a simple message, but at the same time could change our perspective of life and actually change our entire life. Realizing that we can remember without pain once we have understood the process, and that each step of such process is needed. The memories will remain, but the pain will be gone, because the perspective with which we will look at everything we went through will make us understand that it was necessary. It prepared us for the time we live now. Perhaps it got us ready for this moment. This boy named Joseph, his life changed in the blink of an eye. And what I am telling you about him and his entire process, perhaps you will realize that you may be feeling identified, because I think that for many of you, life has changed in the blink of an eye. So for this boy who had everything at home with his parents and his brothers, his father loved him very much. So his brothers started to envy him to the point that they thought about killing him. And when God has a plan and a purpose with you, even if enemies rise up against you and plan to destroy you, God is only going to allow it for a reason. He is going to work in the middle of everything. That's right. Nothing will escape God. So nothing that can happen in your life is outside his knowledge. And even more so when you have surrendered your heart and have told him, "Lord, my life belongs to you. Do whatever you need to do through me." God is going to do it, my beloved friend. Of course he is. But it is up to us to give him that priority and that opportunity to work in our lives and stop doing it in our own strength. I have heard that we carve out our own destiny, but God already has a destiny for you. If you keep trying to carve it out under your own strength, it will cost you. You may not get to where God had planned to take you. So this boy named Joseph suffered. His brothers sold him. He was sold as a slave at a very young age. He had to be far from home. He had to start over. This time his hands were marked. This time his face showed the inclemency of time, the pain of those tears he has shed for those moments of loneliness, sadness, being away from home, and above all the memory of what his brothers did to him. Those memories would come to him every day and every time he had to go through a hardship. Those memories would come like a burning arrow sent to his mind and heart, aimed to make him look whom to blame for what was happening in his life. He would also remember those dreams, those times in which God spoke to him and showed him what he had for him. God gave Joseph dreams where he showed him his future. He never showed him what the process was. I really believe that if God would show us where he's going to take us and what the process we would have to go through, we would simply say, "Leave me as I am." So Joseph remembered those dreams. The Bible does not mention Joseph's daily life, but we can imagine it a bit. As it is happening to you today, maybe you are far from home, or maybe you are at home in the middle of a family that doesn't understand you. You are living in the middle of a pandemic, and you have had to change many things, make many decisions. You feel guilty, or you have felt bad many times. You may feel like your hands and feet are tied and you don't know what to do. On top of all this, the memories try to take control of your mind and are like burning arrows and sharp darts that come to make things you are worthless. May you think that nothing makes sense. May you think that others are to blame. Probably that is how Joseph was feeling. But every day he would wake up and get up full of faith in God, knowing that the situation was going to change, because when you have faith, you believe that everything is going to change, right? You expect that to happen, and every day you get up waiting for that expectation to be fulfilled, and that change will come as a refreshment to our life. After so much crying and suffering, you say, "I am waiting for God to make that expectation real. I know it will come. I have news for you. Of course, it will come. However, it might not come the way you are expecting it." And that is the time for your faith to keep you going. God knows what he's doing. He never makes a mistake. I know that is what Joseph was expecting, and it probably did not come the way he wanted. In a blink of an eye, Joseph was already climbing up positions at the place he was working. Everything was going well for him until one day, a certain woman decides to accuse him and was sent to jail. They accused him of something that he did not do and ended up in jail. Did life change for Joseph? Of course it did. But some may think that not for the good, but for the worse. Some might tell you that you are going backwards instead of going forward. Some might tell you that God forgot about you. But I have two powerful phrases that I have learned and that have marked my heart, that the Lord has taught me. First, in God, there are no setbacks. There are only advances, my beloved friends. And second, a delay in God's response doesn't mean a negative. You heard me well. There may be delays in your time, yes. But God does not miss anything, as those delays are part of his plan. So waiting a while, a little longer, doesn't mean God has forgotten about you. He's still working and adjusting some things in your life that are necessary and that will get your faith ready for the next step, for the next move, for the next level. A level you would expect to be the best one. A level where crying will turn in laughter. You may think the level you were on was much better because the next level is going to show you a place nobody wants to go. That is how it happened to Joseph. He came to jail for something he didn't do. And anyone who dared to think being in his shoes would first of all say to the Lord, "But I have kept your commandments. I left this or that because I love you. I have been faithful. I am being obedient. Why is this happening to me? Why, my Lord? This is not fair to me." Of course, this is not fair, but it is part of the process. This is why he is God. You know, there are things that happen in our life that we cannot understand. but it is precisely the space God is looking for to guide you to the destination. The door Joseph needed to reach his destination was not in Potiphar's house where he was working. He was in jail. So in God, there are no setbacks. There are advances. While in jail, that door was open so that Joseph could meet a person who later would talk about him in front of Pharaoh and then be able to reach his destination. Everything happened the way God had planned it. Everything will happen the way God has it planned, as long as you allow it. Now, you may ask, Pastor, but how much longer is this going to last? I could not tell you how longer. It depends on you. It depends on you, my beloved friend. It would not even depend on this pandemic. The question you should ask yourself is not when the pandemic is going to end. The question you should ask yourself is not when will the Lord change my situation. The question you should ask yourself is not when is the Lord going to change things. Because the pandemic can happen. Things can change. The Lord can change your situation. But if your life remains the same, then we have not learned and nothing makes sense. So the process takes you to God. But how long will the process last depends on you. I am not talking about the things that happen around you. I am talking about what God wants to do in your heart. Because God specializes in working on hearts, not in changing circumstances. You can believe in the same circumstance, but when your heart has been transformed, I assure you that the way you will face the situation will be completely different. You will have joy, you will have peace, and you know that in the middle of what others see as a crisis, God is showing the way out. He is giving you a great answer. He is showing you opportunity. So this was what Joseph saw and seized the moment. And now the final moment arrived. There was something to adjust. There was something to forgive. Joseph's life continued, but he could not complete the purpose until he adjusted something that he had to do. And you know what it was? Those memories that had marked him and that haunted him every day, in which he would always see his brothers wanting to kill him and selling him as a simple slave. Now he had his brothers in front of him. The room was full. His brothers were there. His brothers did not know him, because Joseph had grown up. He had changed. His face had changed. But Joseph did know who they were. This calls my attention because it reminds me of the following. Whenever somebody hurt you, he will not remember what he did to you, but the memories will haunt the one who has been marked by that wrongdoing. Those who hurt you continue their life and enjoy it. Perhaps they have already forgotten what they did to you, but you have kept that memory all your life. It has marked you. It has damaged your heart. But there is a time where God tells you there is something to adjust. You need to let go. You need to turn it loose. And what better way than to confront it and to see that although you remember it, you are going to do it without pain. They did not remember Joseph, but Joseph did recognize them. And you know what happened? Joseph could have taken revenge, but no. He simply told them, do not be afraid. Do not be angry with yourselves. Don't try to find somebody to blame. Now I understand that it was all part of the plan. Because if I weren't here, I could not preserve your life, nor my father's. The Lord will fulfill his purpose in you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for your great love and mercy. Thank you, Lord, because it is you who support us. And thank you because through this simple message that is part of the story, you allow us to understand how you work, Lord. And you show us a great truth. Today we need to let go of, and we need to forgive Today we need to be free. Lord, help us to understand it, and that by coming to you, you take away all the pain that is in the heart. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Blessings.